This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. government is mobilizing to respond to the huge power blackout that struck northeastern North America today. A massive failure of the power grid has darkened homes and offices from Detroit to New York and parts of Ontario. An estimated 50 million people are affected. White House officials and the National Security Council held a meeting to discuss federal assistance. In Canada, the power company, Ontario Hydro, is working to separate itself from the American power grid in an effort to restore power. NPR's Brian Naylor is here with us. Brian, it seems that as to the question of the cause of this problem, there's a bit of finger-pointing going on. In America, the officials are saying that the problem started north of the border. In Canada, they're saying just the opposite.
Exactly, Michelle. Nobody wants to take responsibility for this. And perhaps understandably, it's a 9,300-square-mile area that's been affected by the blackout. Earlier today, we heard from Canadian officials in the Prime Minister's office that this was all because of a lightning strike at a power facility on the U.S. side of Niagara Falls. Later on, a U.S. official started questioning that claim and saying that it was a transmission problem. At least Governor Pataki of New York's office said it was a transmission problem on the Canadian side of the border that led to the outage. And so there's a lot of finger-pointing going on, and I think no one's actually quite sure yet exactly where it began, but we do know that it quickly spread in a matter of minutes shortly after 4 o'clock Eastern Time in an area that stretched from Ontario in the north to Vermont and upper New York State in the east, down through New Jersey and out to Ohio and Michigan. Quite a widespread outage.
And again, one point on which there is agreement: this does not appear to be terrorism related.
That's right. That's the only thing that officials seem to be certain of, that there was no terrorism involved. The White House says that President Bush and his national security advisors held a video conference. The president is in California for a fundraiser this evening, officials talked about the possible causes, and that the meeting was organized to make sure the federal government is ready to meet any request that might arise from state and local governments. We know the state of New York declared a state of emergency. I'm not sure that federal assistance is going to be necessary at this point, because the power does seem to be coming on in parts of New York City, at least, and presumably as the evening goes on, it'll be a little bit more widespread than that. We do know that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says 9 nuclear power reactors, 6 in New York, and 1 each in New Jersey, Ohio, and Michigan, were shut down because of the loss of off-site power. And it's going to take a long time to get all of these systems up and running again.
So it'll be some time before we see the system fully come back to power.
I think that's right.
All right. Brian, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Brian Naylor.